Stations, here's your suggested lead. Today's dental care is light years away from where it was just a few years ago. One of the incredible advances that can change the lives of many, implant dentistry. Reporter Christopher Michael spoke with Dr. Richard Winter. He is from Milwaukee and talked about the developments that can improve your appearance, your confidence, and most importantly, bring comfort and functionality to your teeth. And the story comes your way in 3, 2, 1. We've heard of implant dentistry. What are the benefits to that?
Implant dentistry is a way that we can try and regain our ability to chew and smile after we've lost teeth. You know, when my grandfather started practicing dentistry 94 years ago, he did a lot of dentures. There was a lot of extraction, there were a lot of dentures. Then my father practiced dentistry for 50 years, and he did the same thing. I'm very excited that I'm able to offer implant dentistry because it gives people hope. It gives people the ability to regain their youth, and most importantly, it gives people back the ability to not have to put their teeth in a glass of water at night.
Now, in a competitive dental market, there are many dentists who say they can provide implants. Can they?
You know, there's a lot of courses that are given that are short weekend courses. I happen to be a lecturing clinician, but I think that dentists, in order to provide comprehensive implant dentistry, they've got to take a series of courses. And I think that if a dentist doesn't have extensive training, they cannot provide all of the things that an implantologist does need to provide, such as foundation development, grafting, sinus augmentation. The things that we need to do to be able to do a single implant may seem like it's not very complex, but everything from a single tooth implant to a full mouth reconstruction with implants is incredibly complex. And so you need to go to a dentist who's had extensive training in all these different aspects. It's not about what happens if everything goes great. It's what happens if there's a complication. And so you need to go to a dentist that's had a broad range of training, a lot of experience, and perhaps some great mentorship so that they can offer complete dentistry as well as handle complications.
Should the patient need to go to several different dentists in order to have implants placed and the tooth restored?
You know, one of my first experiences with implants had to do with a very medically handicapped patient of mine, and the surgeon actually changed my treatment plan in the middle of the surgery. Patient had horrible rheumatoid arthritis, needed dentistry that you didn't have to remove from your mouth, and she ended up having to have removable dentistry because he didn't understand the patient and their needs. In my particular instance, I try and provide all aspects of implant dentistry. Are there some procedures that I refer? Absolutely. If somebody needs to have certain procedures done that are beyond my scope, then it's responsible for me to work with a colleague. But for the most part, offering the surgical as well as the prosthetic aspects of dentistry saves the patient from not knowing what you want to end up with. You have to begin with the end in mind. You have to carefully consider every option, and you have to be able to give the patient what it is they're looking for. So while it is certainly important to be able to work with a different specialist when needed, I think that it's a great convenience for a patient when they have a doctor that can do all aspects of implant dentistry.
Dr. Richard Winter, this is Christopher Michael reporting.